一个很好的开始，当我们在讨论纪念这件事情，这个话题。
So you might wonder why I brought a rock with me to preach this morning.
你可能会觉得奇怪，我今天为什么带了一个石头来到讲台上？
I got this rock in the middle of the Jordan River in the Middle East.
这块石头是我在约旦河里面所取的。
I actually picked up several, and I thought about coming and building a little altar with it.
事实上，我拿了好几块石头从约旦河里，我还在想是不是要用这几块石头来做一个祭坛。
But if it fell over, that wouldn't be a very good thing.
但是如果我在这里搭一个石头祭坛，如果倒下来了，就不太妙了。
The rocks.That the Israelites picked up to carry over were much bigger than this.
在我们所读的经文里面，以色列人当初所从河中所拣选的石头要带到对岸去，事实上比这个石头要大多了。
And so this idea of rocks to help you remember will be a recurring theme in a sense during the course of the sermon.
总之，这个用这个石头来代表纪念，是我们今天这个信息里面一再出现的一个主题。
Anyway, let's see. Make sure I can run this the right direction. There we go. That works. Okay, good. So, in order to talk about remembering, in some sense, we have to talk about history.
我们在讨论纪念这个主题的时候，那我们也就是必须要提及到历史。
And there's been a lot about history in the news in the last few months.
在过去几个月的新闻当中，都提到了许多历史。
Earlier this month was the 74th anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel.
And 五月份稍早，五月十四日是纪念以色列建国七十四周年。
For the Israelis is a cause of great celebration.
对以色列国民来说，这是一个极大的庆祝。
For the Palestinian Arabs that live in the area, it's called Nakba.
然而对于住在那地方的巴勒斯坦阿拉伯人，他们认为这是一个灾难浩劫纪念日。Nakba 是一个阿拉伯文，就是讲灾难。
So, did you just define Nakba for me? Nakba means disaster. So, what's the difference between the two?
这两者之间有什么差异呢？
It's how they remember.
就是在于他们如何来纪念。
For the Israelis, it was coming back into the land that they had been exiled from for literally 1,500 years or more.
对以色列人来说，他们是离开他们的土地家园，差不多有1,500年之后才又重新回到他们的故土。
For over 1,000 years at the Passover, the Israelis would always end with the words, next year in Jerusalem.
几乎有1,000年之久，以色列人他们总是会想到说下一年在耶路撒冷。
So for the Israelis coming to the establish this state in 1948 was a fulfillment of long history and promises of God.
对以色列人来说，在1948年以色列复国，就是神早就应许他们的一个实现。
But for the Arabs, it was not a good thing.
然而对阿拉伯人来讲，这并不是一件好事。
For the Arabs, they say, no, this whole thing about the Israelites never really happened in the past.
阿拉伯人说，这些关于以色列人的这些事情，在过去历史上从来没有发生过。
We are the true descendants of the people who originally lived in this land.
阿拉伯人认为他们才是真正的后裔，是能够住在这片土地上的。
The Jews don't belong here, we do.
他们认为犹太人并不属于这块地方，我们才是属于这块地方的。
So there's a significant difference of understanding of history.
所以我们可以看到有显然对历史不同的理解。
And in this situation, there are facts that can actually be verified that will show that the Israeli understanding of the history is correct.
And 然而这是有事实可以证明的。其实以色列人对他们历史的这一段是可以证实的。
But that's a matter of how you decide what facts are true and which facts are false.
然而这就跟你自己来决定哪些事实是真实的，哪些事实是假的。
Another place that history has been in the news is with regard to the founding of America.
在新闻当中关于历史最近还提到一件事情，就是关于美国的建立。
Traditionally, we have understood the founding of America starting on July 4th, 1776.
传统上来讲，我们都的理解是美国是在1776年7月4日建国的。
It was founded because the people, the colonists who lived here wanted to be free from the oppression of the British.
美国的建立是因为本来是殖民地的这些居民，他们希望脱离英国压迫性的统治。
But just a few short years ago, the New York Times published a historical series saying, no, that's not what happened.
然而在几年前，纽约时报发表了一系列的报道，他们说这不是历史上所发生的事。
They said that America was really founded in 1619 when the first black slaves were sold in America.
他们认为美国的建立应该追溯到1619年，当第一批黑奴被从非洲卖到美国来。
They say that the entire country was built on the idea that slavery was necessary for keeping certain white people very wealthy.
他们认为美国的建国是建立在这样的一个概念上，就是黑奴制度是必须的，以至于使这些白人能够富有。
So they say that the American Revolution that took place in 1776 was merely to preserve slavery.
他们认为在1776年的美国独立革命其实就是为了要保存奴隶制度而已。
Which is right.
哪一个是对的呢？
Now we can spend a lot of time talking about the various facts that are involved in this.
我们可能要花很多的时间来讨论与这件事情有关的各种事实。
Unlike the first example, the facts in this case are both true. The slaves came in 1619. America was declared independence in 1776.
在美国建国这件事情上，双方所讲的也都是事实。因为1619年是黑奴来到美国，然后1776年是美国独立战争。
But what's necessary in this situation, though, is to interpret the history that we do know.
所以在这一段历史，最重要的是我们要知道怎样来解释这一段历史。
And so if you would like to discuss that a little bit more after the sermon or sometime, I'd be glad to go into some detail on that with you.
如果你对这个感兴趣，想要多讨论一下，讲到之后，我或者是以后有机会，我很愿意跟大家来讨论这件事。
But it underscores the importance of knowing and understanding the past.
不过这都是在强调我们应该要知道了解过去所发生的史实。
We celebrate Memorial Day this weekend as a people in America.
这个周末在美国我们来庆祝国殇纪念日。
Sometimes it's called Decoration Day.
有的时候这个国殇纪念日也是称为装饰阵亡将士墓碑纪念日。
Because Memorial Day not only celebrates the lives of people who gave their lives to preserve freedom, but it also is a time when we remember those people that we have loved that have died and no longer are with us.
国殇纪念日不仅仅是纪念那些为国捐躯的将士们，我们也同时纪念那些我们所深爱却已经离开我们离世的这些人。
So basically, as we get into this, we need to keep in mind that history is something to be remembered, and it's something that Western culture seems to want to forget right now.
所以我们知道历史其实就是要后人来纪念来知道明白的。但是西方文化似乎好像是一心想要这个放弃 这件事记得历史。
Remembering is something that as for us as Christians that we need to do in order to draw us closer to God and to one another.
纪念也是一件事我们基督徒应该要做的事为的是使我们能够与神更亲近也让我们彼此能够更亲近。
So what I want to do is I want to look more carefully at what the Bible talks about in terms of remembering why we should do it and how we can accomplish that more effectively.
所以接下来我们就要看看圣经所说的纪念到底是什么，是什么意思。我们应该，为什么我们要纪念呢？还有我们应该如何来更好的纪念，有效的纪念。
So the first question we want to look at, what does it mean really to remember?
所以我们第一个要问的问题就是，这个纪念到底是什么意思呢？
If you look it up in the English dictionary, you find, first of all, that it means to bring back or to present again to the memory.
如果我们来看英文字典，纪念这个字，它就是说要带回来，就是说在我们记忆中重新呈现。
Now that's something which is, you know, everybody should know, right? If you speak English, remember means to put it back in your mind.
我想我们学英文都知道纪念这个字，就是把它放在我们的记忆中，重新放在记忆中。
But it surprised me that it went on to say that recalling things is supposed to be there for doing it for a purpose.
使我惊讶的是，当我们回忆一件事情的时候，通常都是有一个特殊的目的的。
And what astounded me even more was the fact that it said that remembering is supposed to be done with respect, admiration, or awe.
使我更加感到惊讶的是，其实纪念回忆这件事情是应该我们带着尊敬、钦佩、敬畏的心来回应、来追想。
Now, I'm still amazed the fact that the English dictionary meaning actually approximates a lot of what the Bible has to say.
令我觉得有点惊讶的是，其实英文字典里纪念的意义，其实大约就是跟我们圣经上所讲的纪念是相通的。
If you go back and you look at the passage that we read in Joshua, and here we have a little bit better picture of a stone altar, you'll find that all of that is kind of combined into the story of Joshua.
我们刚刚所读的约书亚记的那一段经文，还有这个图片，就是是一个很好的图片，让我们看到一个石头祭坛啊，就是说在约书亚记中所记的一切事情，都是谈到这个纪念。
The purpose of them bringing these rocks out was to remind them of the fact that God had stopped the Jordan River and allowed a million Israelites to come into the land.
当初以色列人在约书亚时代把石头从河中带上来，就是要纪念神使约旦河干枯，让一百万的以色列人能够徒步过约旦河。
And so every time that someone would pass this pile of stones near the Jordan River, they could tell their children, this is something that God did. This is worth remembering. This is awesome. This is amazing.
所以只要以后有人经过这些石头的时候，他们就可以告诉他们的子孙，这是神所做的事，神所做的大事，带领他们过约旦河，这是多么的奇妙，多么的使人敬畏啊。
There was a lot of history in the people coming out of Egypt and going into the promised land.
当以色列人离开埃及，进入迦南的美地，应许之地，
Since the first of the year, I've been studying from Genesis. I'm just about ready to finish Deuteronomy. So I've covered that entire period.
The entire period
of their Exodus.
我第一年读创世纪，一直读到生命记，这一段历史，就是这五本摩西五经就包括了这一段整个的历史。
And there were a lot of bad things that happened during that period of time.
在这段时间发生了很多很不好的事情。
And yet when they set up this altar, the purpose was not to remember the bad, it was to remember the good and the awesome thing that God had done for them.
当他们用石头建立这座祭坛的时候，他们的目的并不是要纪念那些不好的事情，而是要纪念好的事情，神所为他们成就的奇妙大事。
And so, biblically, as we begin to think about what it means to remember, it means to remember the good and not necessarily the bad.
所以从圣经的角度来看，我们纪念什么呢？我们是要纪念良善的事、美好的事，而不一定是那些坏事。
Paul says in Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
保罗在腓立比书第四章这样说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。”
So when we talk about remembering, we're talking about not necessarily forgetting everything else, but we are trying to keep in mind the good things that will build up and will help us to become the people God wants us to be.
所以当我们纪念的时候，我们并不是要忘记某些事情，而是要努力记得那些好的事情、美好的事情，神能够借此建造我们，使我们成为合神心意的人。
So when we think about remembering, it's a matter of what we focus on.
所以当我们谈到纪念的时候，这就是关于我们要专注在哪些事情上。
And that's not just in the past, but it's in the present as well.
所以并不只是在关于过去，也是关于现在。
Paul says in Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
保罗在罗马书里面就告诉我们说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And so as we focus on the good from the past, it enables us then to discern and to triage out the things that are bad around us so that we're able to move forward positively.
所以我们从过去的历史当中，我们记得那些良善的事情，可以使我们分辨，把那些不好的事情过滤掉，让我们能够继续向前走。
So, it's a matter of what we focus on, but specifically learning what to forget.
所以纪念是关于我们应该要专注在哪些事情上，同时也牵涉到有哪些是我们应该忘记的。
Again, Paul writes in Philippians 3:13-14, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗也在腓立比书这个书提到说，他是要忘记背后，努力向前，要得耶稣基督从上头招他所要得的奖赏。So
now, maybe I've confused you a little bit.
也许你现在有感觉到有点困惑。Because
I've said you need to focus, remember and focus on the good.
因为我提及到，你们应该要专注在那些好的、良善的事情上。
And then I added to that, you need to forget what is behind.
然后我又加上告诉你们说要忘记过去的。
It seems like a bit of a contradiction, doesn't it?
这是不是看起来有一点矛盾呢？
But what Paul is doing here is not saying to permanently erase from your memory things that have happened that are not good.
保罗在这里所讲的腓立比书三章十三到十四节，并不是说要我们永久的消除掉过去一切坏的记忆。
You have to remember who Paul was. You have to remember Paul. You know what Paul's life was like.
我们要记得保罗的一生是如何。
He had done some really, really bad things.
他曾经做过非常坏的事情。
I mean, he was responsible for the murder and imprisonment of Christians.
他曾经谋害了很多基督徒，他要为这些事情负责。
And the guilt of something like that could paralyze someone, I think.
像这样做错事的罪恶感可能会使一个人瘫痪。
But Paul saw what God had done in his life, and he began to move ahead and beyond those things which he had done in the past that were bad.
然而保罗遇见神，他就能够把过去的他所做的坏事抛弃舍下，然后继续向前走，为神所用。
Had he forgotten? Did he forget completely those things?
难道保罗完全忘记了他过去所做的抵挡神的事吗？
No, because when you read in the book of Acts, Paul gives his testimony numerous times.
显然不是的，因为我们如果读《使徒行传》，就会看见保罗多次的讲他自己的见证。
And as you read the epistles that he wrote, you find that he continually goes back to reference the fact that he was not perfect.
在保罗书信里面，他也常常提及他过去所做的抵挡神的事，他并不完全。
By remembering the bad things that he'd done, it made him a better person for the future.
借着他不忘记，他记得他过去所做的坏事，能够使他在未来成为更好的人。
It enabled him then to change the focus on the wonderful thing that God had done in changing his life.
他就可以改变他人生的焦点，他可以专注在神所做的奇妙的事情来改变他的生命。
And it also enabled him to remember that apart from the grace of God, he was nothing.
他也是让我们记得离了神的恩典，我们什么都不是。
And so, what Paul is saying here is that you don't permanently delete these things from your human computer, but to not let them dominate.
所以保罗说的就是，并不是说好像我们把过去的坏事，就像把我们大脑中完全的洗掉，像你在电脑中把一个档案删掉，永远的删掉，不是的。
So, and that actually takes us then into the second important point in remembering, and that is not what it means, but why we should remember.
所以这也就带我们进入到第二点，关于讨论纪念这个话题的时候，我们为什么要纪念呢？
Again, in Joshua, we go back to the crossing of the Jordan River.
在约书亚记，我们回到他们以色列人渡约旦河那一段记载。
In chapter 4, verses 21 and 22, he receives this. He says, He said to the Israelites, In the future, when your descendants ask the fathers, What do these stones mean? Tell them, Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground.
在约书亚记四章二十一到二十二节，他对以色列人说：“日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就告诉他们说，以色列人曾走干地过这约旦河。”
And then again in verse 24 it says, "So that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so you might always fear the Lord your God."
在第四章二十四节也这样说，要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
So there's two really important things that come out of this.
所以从这里有两个重要的事情我们可以学习。
The first is that through this act of remembering, it creates a community.
所以第一件事情就是借着纪念这个行为，就纪念可以建造一个社群团体。
The emphasis in verse 22 is, tell them Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground.
在约书亚记四章二十二节的重点是说，要告诉他们以色列人跨过干地，约旦河的干地。
It's remembering this that creates a nation.
这个是纪念神的创造。
And the purpose of the creation of the nation of Israel was not just for them, but it was so that all the people of the earth might know and fear the Lord.
这是纪念神建立创造以色列这个国家，但是神建立这个国家并不只是为了以色列人，而是为了要全地的民都能够知道神的名，神的大能。
It's interesting that when God gave the law to Israel, get my own slides up here, He gave the law to make them a people.
这个是很有意思的一件事情。当神颁布律法给以色列人，他赐给他们律法，让以色列成为一个民族。
If you look at the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 verse 8, it says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy."
我们看神的律法十诫在出埃及记二十章第八节里面说，你们要守安息日。
If you go ahead and you read elsewhere where the commandments are talked about, particularly like in Ezekiel especially, you get the picture that God gave them this remembrance specifically so that they would remember who they were as a people and so that the nations would see them as being different.
我们如果在看神的律法，尤其是在旧约里面以西结书的一些记载，我们可以知道神给他们律法，让他们知道他们是神要他们成为怎样的一个国家民族，让他们跟其他的人能够分别出来。
And so it's not only the fact that God gave his people the law that they're to remember to make them good, but to make them a people.
所以神颁布律法并不只是要给他们一些好的诫命使他们成为良善，而且还有一个目的，就是使他们成为一个国家民族。
God knew that there's no way that as fallen human beings that we can possibly keep the law perfectly ourselves.
因为神知道我们人是不能够凭着我们自己能够完全的守律法的。
Remembering the law, though, enables us to see what God has done and what God will do if we, well, New Testament understanding, if we commit ourselves to follow Jesus.
所以我们纪念记得这些神的律法诫命，就是让我们记得神，知道神会怎样做。我们就是从新约来看，就是如果我们愿，就是知道我们如果愿意追随耶稣基督，神就会在我们身上成就这些。
And so the Apostle Paul, as he remembers the law and his violations of the law, it causes him to choose to follow the grace of God and to become everything God wanted him to be.
保罗就记得那些律法，也记得他违背的律法，所以他选择了追随耶稣基督，接受神的恩典，能够成为神所要他成为的人。
But it's not just the law, it's the mighty acts of God that the people were to remember as well.
但是以色列人不仅仅是要记得神的律法，更要记得神在他们身上大能的作为。
When we begin to understand and remember in a biblical way, it keeps us from repeating bad things.
当我们记得从圣经的观点来记得来纪念的话，那就可以帮助我们不会重蹈覆辙去做坏事。
19th century philosopher George Santayana said, "Those who fail to learn from the past are doomed to repeat it."
在十九世纪的一位哲学家乔治·山塔亚纳说，凡是不能从过去汲取教训的人，他注定是会重蹈覆辙。
And so we try as peoples in various places to remember things by erecting monuments.
所以我们身为人，我们就是想尽方法要来纪念各种事情，例如建立纪念碑。
We have the Jefferson Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
在华盛顿特区，我们有这个杰佛森总统的纪念碑，还有林肯纪念堂。
I mean, they remind us of good presidents.
这些帮助我们纪念那些好的总统。
But we also have the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
然而在华盛顿特区，我们也有这个纪念犹太人在二次大战被屠杀的纪念馆。
The Holocaust Museum reminds us that during World War II, 6 million people, 6 million Jews were killed just because they were Jewish.
这个犹太人屠杀纪念馆是帮助我们记得，在二次大战期间，有600万之多的犹太人被屠杀，就是因为他们是犹太人。
That memorial was built to remind us that we must not allow it to happen again.
这个纪念馆的建造就是要我们记得，我们不能再容许这样的事情再度发生。
The same is true of the Civil Rights Museum in Washington, D.C., and I think it's in Birmingham, Alabama, is the other one.
同样的，在华盛顿特区也有纪念民权运动的纪念馆。我想在那个阿拉巴马州的伯明翰城市也有民权纪念馆。
Those museums exist to remind us of the horrible situation that existed at one point in time in this country where Africans were enslaved and they were treated horribly.
这些纪念馆是让我们纪念在历史上曾经这些非裔美国人这些黑奴曾经被很残忍不平等的对待。
We remember that in order that we might not repeat it.
我们记得这些，就提醒我们不要让这些事情不公再发生。
But it also reminds us of the progress that we've made since 1619.
同时这些民权纪念馆也让我们纪念到我们到目前为止所做的努力，从1969年民权运动开始所做的所达到的一些进步努力。
We find the scriptures giving us exhortations to do this very kind of thing.
我们可以发现圣经的经文有许多都在劝勉我们要做这些事情。
In Revelation 2:5, Jesus speaks to the church in Ephesus.
在启示录第二章第五节，耶稣对以弗所教会说。
He says, "Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first."If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
主耶稣对他们说，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
So Jesus says, remember the good, but remember that you've fallen from that place too, and you need to repent.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，你要记得那些好的事情，但是同时也要记住你在哪里失落，所以你可以悔改。
He goes on and speaking to the church in Sardis in chapter 3, verse 3, and says, Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you.
同样的，主耶稣也在启示录第三章第三节对撒底教会说，所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
So we should remember because it creates community.Because it repeats a repeat of bad things. It prevents a repeat of bad things. And finally, because it enables us to love and draw on the power of God in order to overcome the bad and to embrace the good.
所以我们要记得纪念过去的事情，来因为可以建造社群，能够预防恶事重蹈覆辙，而且这个是可以纪念，可以让我们彼此相爱，并且能够支取神的能力。
So, let's see, we should do that. Oh, there was one more thing I guess I forgot about. Remembering also enables us to honor those who love and have sacrificed for us.
纪念也是在于我们可以记得那些，我们可以尊敬怀念那些曾经爱过并且也已经牺牲的人。So,
these are the reasons why we should remember. Now the question is, how do we remember?
所以以上就是那些我们为什么要纪念的原因。 那接下来要看的就是我们要怎样来纪念呢？
So we have stones of remembrance.
所以我们有历史为纪念在圣经里。
Joshua provides for us an example. We need to find ways in which we can, when we see, we will remember.
约书亚记第四章就是给我们提供一个例子，我们要努力发现用哪些方式来帮助我们纪念。
We have the resource of the Holy Spirit working for us to help us remember.
我们有圣灵做我们的帮助，来帮助我们记得一些事情。John
14:26 says, But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you.
在约翰福音14章26节，主耶稣说：“这个保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。”So
if you're a follower of Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
所以你如果是追随耶稣基督的人， 圣灵就住在你里面。And
we need to invite the Spirit to help us to remember and to enable us then to act on what we do remember.
所以我们需要邀请圣灵来帮助我们想起来一些事，纪念一些事情，并且能帮助我们有能力来做这些我们所记得的事情。Because
we cannot possibly do this on our own.
因为我们是根本不可能凭我们自己来做这些事情的。
So we also need to, I kind of mentioned this already, but we need to make intentional acts that will help us to remember.
所以我大概前面也提过，我们必须要很努力的、有意的来做一些事，来纪念。
Some people wear crosses.
有些人喜欢佩戴一个十字架在身上。
Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's just a fashion statement.
但是很不幸的，对很多人来讲，这也就是成为一种流行而已。
But I have a cross that I wear on a regular basis.
我的确有一个十字架，我经常戴在身上。
I meant to bring it this morning, but I forgot.
我本来想要带来的，但是我忘记了。
It's about that big. It's pretty good size.
是蛮大的一个十字架。
And every time I go to the mirror or every time I feel it kind of bouncing around on my chest, I remember what Jesus did for me.
所以我每一次佩戴的时候，我都记得耶稣为我所成就的大事。
When I was ordained back in 1980, I guess it was, the man who did my ordination sermon, when I got done, he gave me a nail.
当我在1980年被安立为牧师的时候，安立我为牧师的这位长者，他给我了一个钉子。It
wasn't a very big one.
是一个蛮大的一个钉子。But
he said, keep it in your wallet.
他说，放在你的钱包里。Every
time you open your wallet, you see that nail, you will remember what?
当你每次打开你的钱包的时候，你就会看到这个钉子，你将会记得什么呢？
Will remind you that Jesus had big nails driven into his wrists and his feet for my sins.
你要记得耶稣他让这个很大的钉子刺穿他的手脚为的是为我们的罪付上代价。
We already talked about markers and altars.
我们已经谈到了一些记号跟那个祭坛。
But we also have the sacraments, symbols and sacraments.
我们 也是有一些圣礼可以帮助我们纪念。
We have a baptistry over here.
我们这里有一个受洗池。
Why do we do baptisms?
我们为什么要做受洗礼呢?
I mean, as believers, we know that that does not save us.
作为一个信徒，我们知道我们并不是靠洗礼来得救的。
But it's a reminder to us. It helps us to remember the fact that we have died, been buried, and raised to newness of life with Christ.
然而，洗礼是一个提醒，让我们记得我们已经向罪死，我们被埋葬，然后我们又复活，要向神活，有神的新生命。
And every time I see a baptism, I remember when I was baptized.
每一次当我参加洗礼的时候，就是看见洗礼的时候，我就想到我自己的洗礼。
The same thing is true of communion.
同样的，圣餐也是如此。
I mean, different churches celebrate the Lord's Supper with different frequencies.
不同的教会在纪念主的圣餐，是有不同的时间跟频率。
But Jesus gave us the Last Supper to remind us. He said, "Every time you do this, do it in remembrance of me."
然后我们知道主耶稣设立圣餐，他把是叫我们效法来行。他说，你们每次如此行，为的是纪念我。
What are the elements of communion?
圣餐里面的要素是什么呢?
Bread.
饼。
Wine.
和杯。
And I think what Jesus was saying is, these are the common elements of everybody's meal.
主耶稣在这里所要说的就是因为饼和这些葡萄酒、葡萄汁都是一般人用餐很常见的。
So every time you eat, every time you drink, remember Jesus.
所以这个意思就是说，每逢我们吃、我们喝的时候，我们都要纪念主耶稣。
It's important to have it together as a part of our ritual.
对我们来讲，这也蛮重要的，就是我们聚集在一起，有这样一个仪式来纪念主的圣餐。
But it's important that we go even beyond that.
然而更重要的是我们要不只是守这个圣礼而已我们要超越这个。
And through songs and prayers, we also can remember.
另外我们要怎么样来纪念呢我们可以借着诗歌我们可以 来纪念。
So, just a couple of practical what should I do type of things.
这些也就是一些我们到底应该怎么样做这是一些例子。
I encourage you to do some journaling.
我也鼓励你们要记日记。
Write down the experiences that you've had with Jesus.
把我们跟主耶稣、经历主耶稣的这些经验记下来。
Things that you learn when you read your Bible.
还有我们读圣经的时候所学习到的功课记下来。
Exciting stuff that you've seen God do.
我们看见神所做的令我们兴奋的大事，我们也记下来。
And then maybe on Sundays when you should rest a little bit more, you can go back over and read those journals and go, "Oh yeah, I remember when God did this. This is great."
所以在星期天就主日的时候，也许你想休息一下，你就可以回去看你所写的这些日记。哇，我们就会感谢神所做的这些伟大的事情。
In Christmas of 2020, my daughter gave me a Christmas present of writing a book.
在2022年的圣诞节，我女儿给我了一个圣诞礼物，就是要写一本书。
It sounds kind of tough, right?
看起来这好像是很挑战的。
But this company called Storyworth every week sent me a prompt to write on.
就是有一个公司叫做 Storyworth 就是这样子鼓励你写东西的。他每一个礼拜都寄给我一个写作的提示。
So once a week for all of 2021, I would sit down at my computer and I had the question, I'd just write what I remember about that question.
所以我就常常坐下来写，来回答这些写作的提示，回答这些问题。
And at the end of the year, you send all those essays to the company, and they make a book.
然后在这一年结束以后，你把你所写的寄到这个公司，他就会帮你做成一本书。
There's my book.
所以这就是我所写的书。
I never thought I could do it, but I wrote a 350-page book.
我从来不觉得我能写一本书，但是我的确写成了这样，360页的书。
So, I mean, it tells about my childhood and my family and things like that.
这本书里面就是谈到了关于我的童年、我的家庭这些主题。
But as I remembered, I began to see how God began, how He worked in everything that was going on in my life over the years.
当我在写作的时候，我就更能够看见神如何在我生命中每一件事情做成他所要做的事。
And so this becomes, instead of the Acts of the Apostles, becomes the Acts of Mike McQueen.
所以这个就是我个人的一个生命的经历的记录。
Now my wife did it too.
我太太也做了这件事。
Her book is half the size of mine.
她的书只有我的一半厚。
That's a problem with being a preacher. When you start writing, you can write a lot.
这可能就是我们作为传道人，我们一旦开始写就会写很多。
Which reminds me, we're getting close to the end of the time and I need to finish up.
所以这也提醒我，我时间到了，我必须要结束我今天的讲道。
But we've talked about sacraments and remembrances. We'll skip over that a little bit. I want to skip though to this idea of songs as well, and then we'll conclude.
So, 我要略过这些关于这些诗歌帮助我们纪念神的作为这部分。
When my children were young, we found this Christian children's music album called Sir Oliver's Song.
当我孩子还很小的时候，我们发现了这个一个就是这个这个奥利弗爵士的他的一些音乐歌曲。
And it's a musical presentation of the Ten Commandments.
他们就是用音乐的方式把神的十诫表达出来。
And Sir Oliver is an owl.
这个奥利弗爵士其实是一个猫头鹰。
As you might be able to see from the picture I have up there.
你们也许可以从这个图片上可以看见。
I think they chose an owl because an owl is supposed to be very wise.
我想他们选这个猫头鹰作为一个形象，可能是因为大家都觉得猫头鹰是很有智慧的。
But Sir Oliver's song, there's one song specifically he sings that goes like this.
奥利弗爵士这猫头鹰这的歌有一首歌是这样子的。
He says, "Sing it, you'll never forget it."
说吧，唱出来吧，你就永远不会忘记。
And then he says, "If there's something to remember, put it in a melody."
他也说，有什么事情要纪念的，你就把它放入这个歌曲的曲调中。
Who could think of any way to learn more naturally than to sing it?
你们能够想到比这个能够让孩子们自然的学习，除了唱歌以外，有没有更好的方式呢？这可能就是最好的。
So singing becomes a tremendous way to remember.
所以唱歌是一个非常棒的方式来帮助我们纪念。
Another children's album is called The Donut Man. Anybody know The Donut Man?
另外还有一个很受欢迎的儿童歌曲的一个叫做甜甜圈人。
His songs were about common objects.
他的歌曲都是关于我们常见的一些事物。
One of his songs goes, "When I take a bath, I think about the Lord and how he washed away my sins. Let me tell you more."
他有一首歌就是讲到说，当我洗澡的时候，我就想到了主耶稣，他如何洗去我的罪，让我来告诉你更多吧。
And he sang a song about sandwiches.
他还有一首歌是关于三明治。
Says, every time I bite into a sandwich, I think about how the Lord made all of these things.
他说每一次我咬一口三明治在吃的时候，我就想到主是如何创造了这一切的东西。
So as we come to a conclusion here, this is Memorial Day.
所以我们现在来到结论这个部分。现在今天这个周末是国殇纪念日。
It's not for the glorification of war like some people want to make it.
这个纪念日并不是要来这个宣扬表扬战争，虽然有些人是想这样做。
It's intended to remind us of the costs of war.
国殇纪念日，它基本的意义是在于要提醒我们战争的代价。
It's a time when we in America remember those who gave their lives so that we could have freedom.
在美国，国殇纪念日就是让我们纪念那些为了我们的自由而为国捐躯的这些人。
But it's also a time to remember family and friends that have gone on before us.
然而，这个时候我们也可以纪念我们的家庭成员，我们的朋友。他们已经离我们而去了。
But for us as Christians, most importantly, it's a time for us to remember our God, who continues to do great things in our midst.
然而，对我们基督徒而言，最重要的是，我们要继续的纪念我们伟大的神，他不断的在我们身上为我们做奇妙的大事。
And when we begin to remember all that God has done, it should bring us to give thanks.
当我们纪念追想神所做的一切奇妙大事的时候，我们当然要记得要感恩感谢。
But that's another entire sermon, so I'll stop there.
然而关于感恩这个题目又是另外一篇讲到了，所以我今天就讲到这里为止。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for the privilege of remembering.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个特权，让我们能够纪念追想。
Let your Holy Spirit work in our lives so that we do remember those things which will make us more like Christ.
让你的圣灵在我们的生命中动工，所以以至于我们能够记得那些事情，能够帮助我们更像耶稣基督。
And as we remember,May we become more like him.
当我们纪念主，愿我们都能够更像主。
May we give you the thanks and praise that you are due.
我们要把感谢赞美都归给你。
And may your kingdom be extended throughout the whole earth.
因为你是配得的，愿你的国度扩展到全宇宙。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.